If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton on the corner of East Grand River Avenue and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. Get an award-winning haircut for a great price. It's wicked awesome.
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Let's start with the game.
A game.
Okay.
All right.
Get your brains going early.
Early game.
It's nothing too crazy here. Right. It's just celebrity true or false.
We can handle true or false.
Yeah. That's the only test I take.
A, B, C, or D. Or
yeah, no. Multiple choice and true and false.
I can do it.
Yep.
Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen Johnson.
Absolutely true.
Hold on. I'm not done yet. Mm-hmm. But she got the name Whoopi because she farted so often, she was like a whoopee cushion.
Absolutely true.
I've always thought she was so hot.
Hello.
Andy's biggest celebrity crush.
Now the farts really put her over the top.
Yeah.
It's hard not to just take care of it right now.
Right now.
It's crazy. Calm yourself. The urge. Calm yourself.
You think that's true?
I think it's true.
Okay.
No, I don't think it's true.
I think it's not true, actually.
I think it's not true. I think it's not true.
I hope it's true. I want it to be true.
It is true.
Oh. It's true.
Yes!
Horrible.
The universe shines upon me this morning.
She farted so often.
Yeah. Don't you guys think she farts a lot?
Didn't we hear? I know we hired Wendy Williams fart, but I thought there was a Whoopi fart.
I think there was a Whoopi.
Whoopi farted on The View or something.
I don't know.
I have a vague memory of Whoopi Goldberg farting on live TV. Yeah.
It's definitely possible.
So they kept calling her Whoopi Cushion, so she just changed her name.
Wow.
To Whoopi, but her real name is Karen Johnson.
Huh.
Must be hard to work with Whoopi.
Oh, farting
she
Whoopi.
She farts all the time. It's horrible.
Yeah. That's the last
thing.
She
got control of that.
No, she's just older now. Are you kidding?
That's probably worse.
Yeah. Now she's probably just tooting up a storm.
You know what you're getting, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, when you sign up for Whoopi?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure you do.
A little gassy.
Well, I hesitate doing this, but I'm going to put into YouTube Whoopi Goldberg farts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Whoopi.
Add it to my fantastic old search history.
Yep, there it is.
There it right is.
Right
Whoopi
up.
Goldberg farts on The View.
Oh, boy.
She's not going to swear
anything.
No,
it's The View.
I think it's one of the first stories that really talks about our experience post 9/11. And it's our identity was really questioned. And I think it explores that in a really smart way.
Claire Danes talking about Homeland.
Did you see the look that Joy Chick gave her?
Well,
when she
because
farted.
it seemed like it gave her a massage.
There was some vibration.
Yeah.
Look, she's like, you dirty bitch.
Oh, Claire Danes.
No. Jesus.
I know. Poor beautiful Claire Danes.
My gosh.
Whoopi farted.
That was loud.
That was.
A question of did she fart or not? It was so clear.
It's like if I went over onto that couch over there and farted, like, there's no covering that up. The vinyl couch or whatever we have. That's like the same kind of, I don't know
is
what.
Is it? Or is it like a velvet?
Or is that like a velvet? Maybe it's velvet.
What a crazy thing. Claire Danes is so hot, and then Whoopi farts.
And then that's
it. How did Claire recover?
Excuse me. I just blew a little frog out of there.
Talking about the safety of the nation.
What else can you do? Yeah, there's nothing you can do. Just stick to looking great.
Yeah, you do. What else can you do?
No, I mean,
you just got to go.
How do you react?
I know. I don't know. I just.
Can you imagine Lisa's being interviewed in the center of that? How she would have reacted?
Well, the thing is,
seen it right on her face.
Well, I mean, I would have laughed because what do you do? It's uncomfortable laughter.
Right.
That's like just when someone farts in front of you.
And I feel like they cut away in this clip. They cut away from like whatever the actual moment.
Yeah.
You can tell that Joy Behar's basking in it right there.
Actually, we should be saying poor Joy because she was sitting right next to Whoopi.
Right beside her.
She's got a bit of the smell there, huh? Well,
she's got that ooh face, that that stinks face.
She's got that wasn't a little frog, Whoopi.
Ooh face, that stinks face.
It's really not nice. to be in an area, stuck in an area. Like, none of them can get up and leave.
Right, they're doing a live TV interview. And then someone
blows ass.
Yeah.
No, it's real bad.
But
just,
now we know.
For sure. Now you know why she's called Whoopi, because mm-hmm. she just can't stop farting. Mm. Here's another true or false. Guy Fieri's real name is actually Guy Fieri. And he's first cousins with Prince William and Harry. True or false?
It's got to be false.
I'll say false.
Out of all the other stuff about Guy Fieri, like he's also a prince.
He's also
the prince. He'd be the prince of Flavortown, right?
Yeah.
The mayor of Flavortown?
Yeah. He should change that.
It is false, but it was tricky. His real name is Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
But they, for some reason, changed it up to Guy Fieri.
Give him a little zing.
Give him a little something.
Give him a little zing.
But he's not first cousins with William and Harry.
Okay.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Look at him. That would be ridiculous.
I really want to see a conversation between him and the royals.
Oh, look at you.
He's just like, that's flavorless. It's the English food.
Yeah.
Give it some zip and zing.
Whatever. I don't know what his catchphrases are. I have no idea, but I'm sure he'd annoy them.
Yeah, does he have, besides Flavortown,
I don't know.
Catchphrase?
I have no idea.
I really have no idea. I don't think so. No. I think it's just the...
No.
He didn't yell any catchphrases at you, Andy, when he was your alarm call, a wake up?
No. He was just like, hey, thanks for staying at this hotel.
Yeah, I don't think he has any particular...
the weekend update guy.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Bobby Moynihan.
Yeah, that's incredible.
How you doing? I'm Guy Fieri, and you've got tattoos. As a chef, I'm known for my food, but one of the things people always ask me about is, hey, where'd you get those tattoos? So it's, my tattoo artist is a guy named Joe Lennon.
Yeah.
So do you think, and this is, you know, odd, but you think they changed Guy Fieri?
You know why they changed
him. Right, because he didn't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
Fieri sounds... You know,
I'm going to that fairy joint.
Interesting.
Right. More chefly.
Fieri.
Some close-minded people may have been homophobic.
Exactly.
That's exactly it.
No one knows how to say his name.
Fieri.
No.
I want to like even put more stank on it if I ever interview him.
Yeah.
Guy Fieri. Exactly.
Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri. Fieri.
I heard one of the pizza reviews, I saw a local person call him Ferrari.
Guy Ferrari? Stop it.
Hey, Guy Ferrari, how you doing? Hey, look, it's Guy Ferrari.
All right, another celebrity true or false. You know Jason Statham?
Yeah.
Badass action star.
Mm-hmm.
He was a competitive diver before he became a professional actor. True or false?
I don't know.
Everything else has been true.
I'm afraid to say anything about him. Because I feel like he could just show up.
Right, and just
kick
your
ass. But, you know, do a triple Lutz on me or whatever they do.
I think he'll be okay. I'm sure he's busy doing Jason Statham things.
I know, thank God. I'm going to say, yeah, he was a diver.
He was a diver.
He was
a professional diver. He was a member of Britain's national diving team.
You know what's weird? He's got a swimmer body.
Well, then that would make sense.
There he is, competing in 1990.
England's Jason Statham. He's in ninth position. 2.8.
Belly flop.
we'll see if he was real good.
Wow, that's crazy. This is actually nuts.
Far too much forward travel on that guy.
Far too much forward travel.
I banged your mum and your wife.
He's forward 3.5 somersault with tuck.
Oh boy. And that was decent.
Yeah, but they didn't think so.
Well, they hate this guy though because he banged all
them. Who's not having a good time?
What? I like the positioning of what's on the front part of his little
What? Where are you looking?
Where are you checking out his package?
Yeah, let's see what she's
checking out. There? Why is, yeah, what's
X marks
on there?
The spot. X marks the spot.
We could just go back to his package for a second, yeah. Just for
James,
research.
Did you notice that?
I didn't until you brought it up, but good eye, Lisa.
What are you, two package partners?
Yeah. Basically.
Of course.
We always discuss packages of celebrities.
Always. Yeah.
Who's packing heat? Who's not packing heat?
Yeah.
Whose package is looking good? Whose package is...
I feel like... I don't know if I'm seeing things in optical illusion or something, but something looks like it's going all the way up the left side.
Yeah, up toward it. It's almost like there's another white like speck, like the arrow.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost all the way there.
Yeah, this is where you tuck it in. Yeah.
You're just joining us. We're analyzing Jason Statham's dick right now with Lisa and James, the package partners.
Well, I think the package is the cause of that forward motion in that first dive. I think the package was not properly aligned within his speedo there.
It's
probably
true.
That caused him a little over-rotation in the front to make that splat.
Oh, damn, I should have gotten cheap. I would have been a great driver.
Yep. I would have set that judge straight. Like, you gave me credit. You got that magnificent package.
Nude stuff? Package partners? Do you know?
I have no clue.
I feel like he always just kicked ass.
I don't think you'll see him full frontal, but you may have seen his exposed buttocks.
Ah.
I don't know. Were you?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, there's lots of fakes.
Well,
oh, my God. There's lots of fakes.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's a big, he's probably a big gay icon. Like, they love him.
Well, obviously,
gay guys.
Look at how many times.
Hey, what a change, though. I mean, look at him now compared to his diving. Like, he was like a clean-cut diver dude.
Yeah. But he lost all his hair.
England. Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah, he looked better with some hair.
All right, here's your next true or false. Adam Sandler came up with the premise for Uncut Gems after losing $3 million in a sports bet.
Oh.
True or false?
Really gonna bet $3 million? I guess he's
false, but I don't know. He's got so much cash.
I think $3 million's too much. Maybe it was a sports bet, but $3 million's crazy.
I don't believe that.
He still goes to IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He still goes to IHOP.
You know, I mean,
it's false. The movie was written in 2009. Adam didn't become attached to it till nearly a decade later.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't think he wrote it.
All right, true or false, Benedict Cumberbatch was abducted by several men with guns while filming a TV show in South Africa. True or false?
God, you'd think if he was taken, he wouldn't make it.
I'll say true.
Yeah. It seems like he'd buckle pretty
quickly. Like it's true.
Yeah. We'll go true.
It is true. Happened in 2005. He was filming a miniseries To the Ends of the Earth in South Africa when it happened.
Hmm. That's scary. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want
to
be
right
abducted.
Around the time, remember, when they wanted our morning show to go broadcast live from South Africa.
Yeah.
Right near the Benedict Cumberbatch abducted by guns.
Can I tell you who would have folded faster than Benedict Cumberbatch?
Dave Hunter.
And me. Guys with guns?
You guys, maybe you could have befriended him.
Oh, my God. I've been doling out hand jobs left and right. I'd be too
best
I'd
friends
be
with Dr. Strange, busy. Man.
I know.
Someone said Jason Statham was also a backup dancer.
Come on. He's got dance moves, too?
What?
He can do it all.
Is Jason Statham the new perfect man?
Well, you know who his girlfriend is, right?
The new perfect man.
His girlfriend's that girl that was the replacement girl in Transformers. She was in Mad Max. She's a model.
Jason Statham's passed as an oiled-up dancer in music videos.
Jesus.
Look at that.
Oh, my God.
There he is.
Jeez.
The Rosie...
Erasure. Yes, he was in an Erasure. Chuck, this is your favorite gay anthem.
Not this one. This isn't my favorite one.
This is a
but it
favorite.
Does make sense that he's in a Erasure video.
What do you mean?
Gay guys love this guy. He's just so manly, super manly.
there he is.
Taking the video so far.
Wow.
He's silver.
This is like a James concept video.
Heck yeah, it is.
Like paint everyone silver.
Is that him?
Yeah.
This is like what there I imagine is going on inside James's head.
Exactly.
It's not far off.
No.
There's a few more cheesy greasy crunches, some pizza slices, and a couple of cans of pop, and some porno magazines.
Yeah. Imagine Jason Statham is actually on a cheesy gurdita crunch
instead
of a ball.
He nailed it. John Cena would be the one in the middle singing the main lyrics.
Yeah.
Channing Tatum would also be one of the guys on the globe. We paint him up gold, though.
Yeah.
Gold with maybe some tiger stripes. You know, he's like the golden tiger.
Yeah.
Like when the heat from that chip that you ate started kicking in, I imagine that was what was going on inside your
psyche. Yep.
Exactly. Oh my God, whatever Dave just found, you just found gold.
There's more of, is this another?
It's probably the same, maybe.
No, this is, I think, a different one.
Jason Statham's done some stuff. In a leopard print Speedo.
But I had the same underwear.
Dancing.
Holy crap.
Wow. The same moves. Come on.
Stop it right now. Who would have ever thought?
You just made my whole week, Dave.
Okay. Jason Statham is oiled up in a leopard print Speedo dancing around in the back of this whatever the hell video it is. This is insane.
He's been in two very homoerotic videos.
Some of the gayest videos you've ever seen.
The Shaman, huh? I'll have to look these guys up.
The Shaman is the name of the group.
This is like the male delight.
So right now I'm just thinking I'm the guy in the middle dancing. I got Jason Statham all around.
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Jason was party.
Wow.
Tell me about the transporter.
That's so funny. So like, how do you not, if you're hanging out with him, how do you not just go on YouTube and be like, hey Jason?
Like, oh, yeah, exactly.
Like every Halloween, if you know him, you dress up as him as Silverman.
Or the leopard print Speedo.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Who had any idea Jason Statham used to be like a video backup dancer? Like a go-go guy.
Yeah. He's a go-go man.
He's a go-go guy. He's a go-go guy. Now he's like this kick-ass killer action dude.
I almost want to break in... in the movie realm, and be like, when he's kicking the ass of some bad guys, be like, hold on, guys, let me give you some ammo to fight back. And then play that for him, like his kryptonite.
he just cries.
No.
He starts crying.
Yeah. His muscles are just deflate. Like,
there's just gifs of him. There you go.
Yeah. Wow, he is not the best dancer.
No, but I'm going to memorize those moves.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, please let that be your Halloween.
I've already got the underwear.
Get together.
I've got the oil.
There we go. Costume's done.
Perfect. You guys are
shaved my head.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your next one. Before starring on Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul was on The Price is Right, where he won a car and nearly $30,000.
Now, I do know he was on The Price is Right. I've seen him on The Price is Right. I don't remember whether or not he won.
I'll say it's true.
It's false. Another tricky one. He was a contestant in 2000. He made it right to the Showcase Showdown, but his bid went over by $132.
That's what I mean. I couldn't remember if he won or not.
I didn't know. I just assumed maybe he did.
Showcase Showdown. Let's see if it comes up. Aaron Paul. Oh, he has a Price is Right redemption.
Come on now!
I love his like dudes, his bros.
He went all out. Got a Price is Right shirt made.
You're the man, Bob. You're my idol.
I have the horrible feeling I have another one.
He is jacked.
Oh my God, he loves being on the Price is Right.
An elegant flat-top desk. Aaron, what do you bid on that?
$1,200.
That's crazy.
$1,797.
He is the most exciting contestant they've ever had.
That's amazing. Like. That's what you want in a contestant. Yeah. Like,
they're lit up right now.
You don't roll, but you win.
Oh my God!
No matter how far you miss,
here we go. Showcase Showdown.
$6,500. Aaron, the actual retail price of your showcase is $26,360.
Oh my God, that's just robbery.
So young.
That's wrong. $320.
I've never seen both of them go over before on the Showcase Showdown. I'm sure it's happened, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
So no one won the Showcase Showdown.
So they love that day.
Oh, yeah, right.
And Aaron Paul turned to a life of methamphetamine after that.
Yeah. All right, here's your next one. Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye? Yeah.
Yes. Poor Hawkeye.
He was a makeup artist before he became an actor.
That seems right, because
true or
Hawkeye.
False?
Yeah, I want to say true.
Jeremy Renner?
I'm going to say absolutely true.
Well, I'll just say false.
It's true.
Really?
And he really enjoyed the job. Like, he loved doing it, he said.
I hope it was, like, special effect makeup and not, like, he wasn't, like, getting
J-Lo's. Working at the mall?
I hope that he had a bow and arrow, and on the arrow, it had a bunch of makeup on it.
And he could just shoot you
in the face with it.
Powder puff you.
Jeremy Renner reveals makeup artist past.
I guess, you know what's funny? Just get around movies, though, right?
That's it, right, yeah.
Get around movies.
Any way you can.
Think about Harrison Ford. He was like a construction worker on movies.
Mm-hmm.
And like George Lucas was like, hey, can you read these lines for me? And like one of his...
Yeah, he was just like a carpenter.
American Graffiti movies or whatever.
I thought his first one was in Star Wars or, The New Hope.
No, he was in American Graffiti before that, yeah, with George Lucas.
He said I could do makeup because I did theater, so I thought, okay, I'll do makeup on girls all day. It bought me a lot of free time to go audition when I needed to because I only had to work a few hours a week. I didn't have to wait tables, so it was actually a great gig. So he was doing women's makeup.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, though, if like you want to become an actor, you just got to get around there. You know, think about like some famous girls know who you are because you did their makeup. You know, that's wild a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
True or false? Michelle Pfeiffer had to be vacuum sealed into her Catwoman costume when she was shooting Batman Returns.
I'm out. I know too much about this.
Oh, it's true. I bet that's true.
True.
It is true. Oh, she said true. It was one of the most uncomfortable things she's ever had to do in her career.
It sounds uncomfortable.
It vacuum
great.
Sealed.
That really did look great.
Oh, it looked amazing. It looked amazing.
She was great in that.
Yep.
But imagine the moisture inside.
Oof.
That's okay.
I can imagine.
Her moisture's not that bad.
Yeah, exactly. Some moisture's better than others.
You're right. You're right. Lauryn Hill's real singing voice wasn't used in Sister Act 2. They dubbed her with the singing voice from her co-star. True or false?
I don't know. Sister Act 2?
I feel like that would be really stupid of them, but it's so stupid I feel like it's true.
Mm. I'll go true with you.
Mm. I'll go true.
He's really debated that one.
Because I was looking at Dave's reaction and what he was about to say, so I'll say true.
It's false.
Ah, shoot. Almost said the
I know, you almost
swore. She wants to win this game. We're not even keeping
that, like,
score.
It'll be the first time I swear over a Lauryn Hill
trivia question.
Yeah.
Oh,
are you sure it's the first time?
I think so, right?
She's come close.
Yeah,
but
she got her done.
No. Lauryn Hill say, that's why you hire Lauryn Hill, for God's sakes, for the singing movie.
My gut told me to go with false.
Here's one more. Bryan Cranston was the lead suspect in a giant murder investigation. True or false?
I know this. I've heard this.
Yeah? You think it's true?
I'm going to go true then.
Yeah, I'm going to say true.
It is true. Someone killed the chef at a restaurant where Bryan worked, and for a brief time, he was a suspect.
Oh, my God.
He, of course, was cleared, though.
Imagine he did it.
Got away with it.
Yeah, yeah.
All this time, he's a killer.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't seem like
twist. Still like him.
Yeah.
Still like him, the killer.
Angela Bassett is now older than Sir Ian McKellen when he starred as Magneto in X-Men. True or false?
Probably true.
It's been so long. Yeah, I'm going to have to say true.
It is true. Angela is 62. Ian had just turned 61 when he first starred as Magneto in 2000.
That's when that movie came out, the X-Men movies in 2000.
Yeah.
That was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
21 years ago.
Mother of crazy. God. That's nuts. And I think you guys know the answer to this. Betty White is older than sliced bread.
I bet that's true.
My goodness.
Because sliced bread didn't come out until like 1930 something or
really?
Something. Yeah. I didn't know that.
It is sliced true. Bread. Betty's 99. So she was born in 1922. The first sliced bread was sold in 1928.
Yeah.
Wow. She is older than sliced bread.
Mm. That's not what you want to be.
No.
It's crazy it took humans so long to figure that out. What was sliced they bread? They're like, well, it's just in loaves.
I think they just gave you that big ass pile of it and then you just figured it out on your own.
Right.
They still do that in a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, in Ireland, they just give you a whole. Like, cut it yourself.
Yeah. I get bread from a bakery and then I have to like cut it sometimes myself.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm always terrible at it.
Yeah, I'm not good at it either.
Crush it down.
I tend to go on an angle, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I do. But there's nothing better than fresh bread.
No.
The greatest. All right, in celebrity dirt, there's a new space race going on between USA and Russia, and this one involves the big screen.
Goodbye, US of A.
Last year, it was announced that Tom Cruise would be partnering with his Edge of Tomorrow and Mission Impossible cohorts, Elon Musk, and NASA to shoot the first movie in outer space. Now, Russia wants to foil Tom Cruise's plans.
The Russian classic film.
By filming their own movie before Tom Cruise can film his.
Yes. I want to see Tom Cruise fight Putin.
Jesus.
Who would win?
Putin would win.
Putin would stab
but
him.
But Tom Cruise would make thumb. You think that... You know, because he can do it all.
Yeah.
He can do everything.
Well, Tom Cruise would really be confident in himself, and then Putin would, like, poke him with a thumb in the eyeball, and then he'd be blind, and then he'd poke him in the other one, and then he'd crush his head like the mountain.
So,
Putin's a trained killer.
Yeah.
Russia's film, reportedly called Challenge. There's been a casting call. Space training is set to start in a couple of weeks, and from there, a launch date of October 5th. Is already on the Russian calendars. Tom hasn't even announced any timeline for his movie yet.
They probably will have Putin star in it.
Probably.
It'll be like, it'll be the Martian, but it's just Putin. It's like, I'm lucky I'm so Putin and smart because I make these potatoes.
But nothing goes wrong for me.
Nothing, right? Yeah, exactly. I didn't need to have anybody catch me in space.
Yes. I built a rocket with my bare hands and I launched myself home.
Flew back myself.
Yeah. I don't need any kind of a help.
Mm-mm.
I'd watch Putin in space.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. But it's funny. They're so competitive that they want to beat Tom Cruise's movie.
The thing
and they
is,
will, it sounds like.
It's not like video cameras haven't recorded stuff in space before. I guess that's my whole... Like,
but
I don't,
no one has acted in space before.
Yeah. Right.
That's the thing.
But I mean, like, does it really count if you just put a really crap movie together, like a Russian crap movie?
Well, Tom Cruise's movie would be way better.
Yeah. Well, right.
It will be.
It'll be a
it's
mega
still the
hit.
First movie shot in space, Chuck. At the end
I
of the
know.
Day, it's just about I being
know.
Number one.
A Russian space movie will have the aliens from Alien. Putin will force grab a lightsaber.
Yes.
He will defeat them.
All of the copyright infringement will
absolutely.
Be just... Like, he'll be... He'll have all the space stuff.
Yeah, he'll have every space thing. And he'll be like, I need to get to the space station. And then he'll use his powers.
Right. He'll
of
mix
the force to
he'll
make,
mix all the genres. He'll be like all of a sudden be in an Iron Man suit.
Right.
He'll kill Darth Vader.
Right.
Yeah.
Darth Biden.
He's Darth Biden.
Time to die. Oh, look, you just died of old age.
No, the Putin.
I waited you out.
Well, look forward to that. Coming soon, I'm sure.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know when, listen, I don't like to laugh at other people's misfortunes.
I do. Mm. I like it.
But sometimes you can't help yourself.
The only thing that makes life worth living for me.
Yeah. I watched this probably about 57 times this morning and put me late because I couldn't stop playing it over and over again.
Yeah.
There is a bigger girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Who has volunteered to take a picture of her big girlfriend getting engaged. So like Bebop and Rocksteady, right?
It's like finally day's arrived.
Bebop's getting engaged and Rocksteady says to the guy, I'll get, snap some pictures of it when you propose to
yeah.
Her.
To make okay. Beautiful.
It takes place on a beach.
Oh, thank
well,
you.
Unfortunately, nice. As Bebop right. is getting proposed to,
right at the moment.
Rocksteady loses her footing.
Oh.
Oh, man.
And misses the whole thing. And it doesn't stop there. So this is on our Instagram page and our Facebook page if you want to go check it out. But here it is.
Oh. Oh, okay, wait, hold on. Don't do it. It's too late.
She missed it.
Oh, yeah, like,
oh,
wait.
Oh no. She can't get up. No. Oh, she's stuck?
She's not good at saying.
Can't get up.
I think her legs are.
Oh,
I thought her leg went all the way up to the
top. Oh, no.
Oh my god.
Oh, she's down again. Now, one fall wouldn't have been as funny as three.
Three falls is incredible. How does it happen?
Okay.
Let's get this on.
Down hard. She missed the whole thing. She missed the whole engagement.
They had a backup.
Oh, the backup is amazing.
She's laughing.
Here, hold on. I got it. Do it again. Oh. Oh, man, that sucks. That's forever. This is...
I can't stop watching it.
I can't. You cannot stop watching it. It just sucks.
She fell over a giant rock.
Three times? Yes. Is that what it was?
Yeah, three.
It's just one.
That's one.
It's one.
Here this, comes there's two.
There's
two.
I got it. Don't just relax. What the hell? You ruined my day. Maybe I'll just take a picture of sitting down.
I think that's what she did.
Yeah.
She decided to do that.
I'll just sit here. One, two, look out.
I'm surprised her legs didn't snap. Oh, she's really having trouble.
Sorry. So hold on. I got this. Hold on. I got this. Ouch. Okay, right here. Little bit of sand in your phone case.
Dave, you're right. I can't stop.
I'm addicted to this. I've watched it 100 times now, and I can't stop watching it.
I normally don't laugh at falling videos, but this is, like, really funny.
Amazing. I think because she's not really hurt.
I know you guys do.
She's not really hurt.
Right, exactly. That's why.
Yeah, so that makes it funnier. But the fact that she missed their entire engagement, she was their photographer, is incredible to me. Like, they are fully engaged without any documentation from
these,
her.
These two other people getting engaged, they mean nothing in this video.
No,
they mean, I'm not even looking at them.
I haven't seen them. I don't know what happens to them.
I don't know.
Sorry. Hold on. Jeez, I got it. I think I got it. Okay, here we go. It's a little shaky. Oh.
Dying.
Got it at the end, guys.
I'm gonna watch the couple now. I'm gonna see what the reaction is.
They don't even really notice her, I think.
Well, no, because she's being, you know, like...
Right, they're caught up in their own moment.
Thankfully, their goofy friend in the background.
I swear I got it.
They look over for a second, they're like, oh, but back to the ring.
Oh, I'm on this rock. Oh!
The third fall is tremendous.
Yeah,
because it's a running fall.
And it's like face first.
It is. It's a running face first. And when she turns around, so much sand comes off of her.
I'm dying. I can't.
Look at the amount of sand that comes off of this phone. When she turns and rolls over. Like, that phone's ruined.
Oh,
my God.
That's 20 like pounds of sand fell
tornado.
Beautiful, guys. Beautiful.
What is this, Tremors? Get out of here. Get out of here. Run! Let me come!
Something's got me.
I'm good. I'm getting up.
Watch the sand, Lise.
Oops, that'll be fine.
Oh my God, I'm crying. It's so funny.
It's amazing.
Sometimes things hit you, you know?
She had one
I try
job,
not
though.
To be in the sand.
No, one job, didn't make it.
Rocksteady sure let Bebop down that day.
Luckily,
got the picture at the last minute there.
Yeah, luckily they knew. They were like, let's get someone stable. A few rocks away to make sure we get this.
Well, I think they had like a photographer and a video, right?
Yeah.
Thank God they have the video.
That's right.
Get some stills from this, but the photographer, massive fail. She missed the whole thing.
It's viral, so it's everywhere.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's the biggest. It'll be the biggest and most successful.
And she's so, she's such a sweet big girl. She's still smiling through the whole
thing. She's dying laughing.
Right? Like, she's not really crushed.
She's trying.
She's like, here we
biffed it on this one here. Ouch! That stung a bit. I'm good. That's hilarious. I'm good. I'll get right up. Oh, no, I won't. Hold on, guys. One more second. Just, can you pose here real quick for me? Here we go. I'm not knocked out yet.
She would have. Oh, if she would have knocked out, that would have been. Well, that would have been. Oh, it would have been less funny, I guess.
Yeah. She had a smile on her face the whole time she was getting hurt.
Search Dave and Chuck the Freak on Instagram or on Facebook, and you'll see the video there.
That's incredible, really.
It's a legendary classic that I will replay over and over again.
You got to know your surroundings.
You do.
Many rocks around there.
I know.
Rocks and sand.
Deadly combination. Deadly combination for a big girl who's not great in her feet.
No. No,
but
can
it's...
I watch it one more time? Look at this.
I got it. This is good. You know what? I should probably get a better angle here. Hold on over this. It's right over here. Oh, I'm good. Hold on. Don't do it yet. Oh, it's too late, huh? Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Oh, look out. Jeez, I'm missing it all here.
I wonder what she's saying.
Hold on. Just pose for me real quick. Pose. Boom.
Okay.
No, I'm good right here. Just pose. Yeah, down on...
She's trying. She's still trying, though.
She's still trying.
She
bless her.
Has the heart of a lion.
Yes.
Very does
sweet.
Not give
Very
up.
Sweet.
There's a real lesson in this.
Mm-hmm.
Her video is in the comments, someone said.
Stop it.
God, like the video that she took?
Oh, I want to see that.
Yes,
the
shaky...
sand-filled...
Yes.
No, where...
How do you get to the comments?
I wonder if it's on Facebook comments.
Hold on. Tracy is with us. Hi, Tracy. How are you?
Hi, hon. How are you?
Good. You know a little bit about this.
I was telling the guy that answered the phone, our family went to Hawaii, and my sister weighs about 400 pounds.
Oh.
And we were swimming in the ocean, and the waves. Because she was getting out of the ocean and the waves kept knocking her down.
They got her, huh?
And she could not get out. Me and my husband were just peeing our pants. And she could not get out. I mean, the water just kept, it was like that lady on the video. She was so heavy.
She would get up and then a wave would just knock her loose.
Knock her ass right down. Yeah. And we were just dying laughing like that lady.
Did she make it out okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we finally got a tow truck to get it.
A tow truck is a little much.
Yeah.
No,
we
come on.
We finally called the tow truck to put the belt around it. Wheel her in.
Well, that's good. They got her, though.
Yeah, they
got her.
It was good.
Good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I love you guys.
Thank you so much. Give our best to your sister.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. See ya.
Okay. I think I have.
You have it?
Yeah. I think I have the her footage, which would be great to see.
Here. All right.
Hold on. Just let me. So my computer's just taking a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a while,
to get things going here, but looks like it. Falling in Love Part 2 is what this one's called. Okay. We could. Oh, this is her.
Yes. Oh my God.
This is her.
It's
this
that
is
angle.
Yes.
Whoa. She's laughing.
She's laughing. Thank God. She's laughing.
Like, there's fall two. Oh, there's fall two. Fall three.
Mm, that's a bad one.
All we see is sand.
And then it's just blurry.
Well,
it's been destroyed. It's been destroyed.
You can't see anything.
It's been destroyed. It's like it was rubbed with sandpaper. And it'll never focus again.
What a disaster of a video.
What a disaster. Got it. It's perfect. It's perfect.
There's your engagement photo. Yeah.
I got artsy with the last one. I kept it out of focus on purpose.
Oh my God.
You guys look just like blurry.
That's so funny. It's my favorite new thing. It's my favorite new thing. Mike's with us from Boston. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good, guys. I was in Florida, and we're getting out on a boat to go parasailing. And you know how when you're on a jet ski, you have to remain going to stay stable?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this 400-pound girl didn't do that, and she fell off. And so she couldn't get back on the boat.
That's it.
And we had to go over and dip a net between the two hulls, and me and this other guy had to literally drag her out like a whale.
Oh my goodness.
The guy felt so bad. He gave me an extra hour on the sail for nothing. It was pretty ridiculous.
Now I don't want to call people whales and stuff.
Getting back on a jet ski is hard.
Oh my God. It's hard.
It's very, very hard.
You fall off a jet ski, you're doomed. If you have no upper body strength,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, the ocean is now your home.
Yeah.
Right. That is where you live now because you'll never get out. That's my fear of riding a jet ski.
Oh, really?
Because I'm a clumsy disaster. Yeah. Right. So when I'm on one, I'm hitting waves and something like. If I go flying off, that'll be the
usually
end of
when
me.
You're on the back of one. I've fallen off the back of one before.
Oh, right.
Like, come back and get me. Yeah. Then you got to climb on back on.
I've knocked Amber off the back of one too. I paid the price for that.
Oh, I bet.
But it's listen. Any big person can. You've had those moments that have big person disasters, if you will. Whether you broke a chair or you fell down or whatever it was.
Yeah, but I've done all those things.
Yes, me too. She's loved, at least she's laughing through the whole thing.
Yeah, she had a good sense of humor.
And gave us some incredible footage and
the world's really
blurriest
funny.
Engagement photo.
her point of view of it is just, that's great that we have that.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, speaking of weight. Are airlines going to start weighing passengers? How did a Florida man accidentally shoot himself at Walmart? An idiot criminal of the day coming up. But yeah, passengers could be weighed before they get on jets because Americans are just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the FAA is now concerned that aircrafts are being overloaded.
Well, imagine you bought a ticket for somewhere. And you're like, because I don't know how they're going to decide who doesn't get to go.
Yeah.
we're allowed 5,000 pounds of people. And then they're like, oh, we're at 5,125.
They must know. They must have a scale on the planes, right?
Yeah.
That lets them know.
Oh, I think the wheels.
Right?
Yeah, the wheels will tell them.
Increasing obesity rates in the U.S., dictate the standard numbers used by the airline industry to average out passenger weight is likely outdated.
Because I told you, I think I've told the story before, I flew Spirit like only a couple times, and the one time I did, there was too many people, or was overweight, the flight, and they came around and started kicking people off.
That's crazy.
But they were kicking, like the smallest of people off.
Yeah, like someone's 90 pounds.
Right. Yeah, get off. Just like, but I was like, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
I have never heard, like besides your story, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine being picked off the plane because it's too heavy.
Yeah, that would suck.
That was like the first indication that maybe I shouldn't be flying this airline.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. My God. All right, we're going to just pick random people here.
And I don't know why, like it always seems like Spirit, there are people like 15 people are flying together. Someone just gets plucked out.
Yeah, that would be bad.
The
guy was fine with it. I don't know if they had volunteers. Maybe it was volunteer. Mm. And then he was like, yeah, I'll go.
Weighing select passengers at airports would establish a more accurate number for average passenger weight, they say, so the number of seats available on flights could be adjusted accordingly.
You imagine, though, you have to get up on the scale. That's no good.
That sucks. That will never happen.
I don't think so. No. Just like I can't even imagine like a girl having to jump up on the scale and there's a big readout. They're like, 176!
No, they could. It would have to be private.
176!
You'd have to go into like a little shielded area.
It'll take too long.
Yeah, they're never
going to
do that. Well,
what they are thinking of doing is when you buy your ticket, you enter your weight.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
And everyone quickly walks across this. If there is a error in what you entered compared to what you actually weigh, then they'll pull you aside.
Oh.
Right?
So they give you a look and you're like, he looks 250 to me.
Yeah. No, so like when you scan your ticket to go on the plane, there'll be a scale there that only they can see the weight.
Oh, right.
And so when you buy your ticket, you say, I'm 175.
Yeah.
But you cross to check onto the plane, you're 250. They'll
yeah.
be like, sir, can you just step aside for a second?
Right.
And then they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But this is an FAA recommendation that they start weighing people because they believe it's unsafe right now that they're flying the planes with too much weight on them.
Well, yeah, if it's unsafe, then they got to do something.
Exactly.
Well, shouldn't there just be, like, luggage limits? I guess that's... There already is, right? Well, you just have to pay. Yeah, you could go over 50 pounds.
They want your money for the luggage. They're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, old standards listed the average passenger and their carry-on at 170 pounds. So, that's you plus your carry-on.
Oh, no.
The average, they say, was 170 pounds.
It's almost 300 pounds.
No, no.
For me.
But I'd say closer to 200 not carry on average. I'd say it'd probably be closer to 200 now. If that was the old standard, pack on at least 25 pounds onto that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I know for me, if I got a 50-pound thing of luggage, then we're getting up there. We're getting close to that three bills.
I'm going to only be able to travel by way of bomber.
That's no good.
I'm going to have to get some special bomber flight.
Yeah.
You're not that big. Relax. You know, I guess, though, they used to do this. Like, this used to be when they started flying big jets, you'd have to step on.
Look at that. See, that's in front of everybody.
Before you got on the plane.
176, yeah.
Jeez. Mm.
That was, like, this is from the 1930s or something, but you would have to get weighed before you got on the flight.
Well, it was propellers and, you know, I bet it was a bit more precarious.
Mm-hmm. So the FAA says that the data will remain confidential and the weighing would take place out of the public view. The scale readout would have to be hidden from the public view. But they would have to ensure that the passenger weight information entered online was the same as their actual weight.
Okay, so here's a question. They find out the plane is 145 pounds over. Do they then just look at every ticket and whoever weighs like 146, they kick them off? Or do you pick the biggest person and kick them off?
But
they can't do that.
Like Lisa said, you pick the biggest person, there's the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I mean. So I think it's like whatever that number is, it's almost like losing the lottery. You know, it's like, oh, there's 154 pounds, we're over. You're 155, you're going to lose the lottery that day.
Yeah. Someone said for the past 30 years, flying out of Atlanta, but connecting to a smaller airline, we had to get weighed before boarding. I know when Amber and I flew that seaplane in Fiji to the resort we went to, we had to give them our weight. Oh, no, they actually weighed us on a scale.
Oh,
we had to step on a scale at that little airport because they also load supplies for the island.
Right,
there too,
they had to know how much they could put on. Because if they can't get out of the water, it's a seaplane.
Sure.
You know, it's death.
And I was telling them my exact weight down to the T. Uh-huh. I'm flying in this tiny little seaplane.
Yeah.
I am not going to lie.
Yeah.
Like the same thing when I went ziplining. They need to know your weight. Like, don't lie in those situations.
Don't lie about that. No.
Right?
I thought we did a story on someone who lied about something like that, and it killed them.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Because they give you a brace to hold your weight.
Yeah.
So if you, you know...
Don't lie.
Under report, you dead.
Yeah.
No thanks. Sam's with us. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing okay, thanks. You had a comment.
Good.
What's your comment?
Oh, hey, sorry about that. Yeah, so I just wanted to say that, yeah, same thing. We were in Hawaii a few years ago, and we're taking one of those little puddle jumper planes back and forth between the islands, and we got weighed right there in the airport. Like, we bought our tickets online, and we showed up, checked our bags, and they have a lady that sits there with a little chart, and she picks the seats in the airplane, and she weighs you, and then based off your weight, they determine where you're going to sit in the plane.
Hmm. So, like, bigger people in the back, lighter people up front, or...
Yeah, and unfortunately, I got the back seat because when they weighed me, she was like, oh, good. And then she just penciled my weight in the back. And they like the bigger guys in the back so they can weigh the plane down as it's taken off.
Right. Oh, yeah, so they're actually liking bigger people there.
Yeah.
Oh, good, one. We got them.
Just one.
Yeah, we got
just one.
Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
They don't want too many. They probably have to get the left and right, you know, kind of as close as possible as well.
Mm-hmm. So Eric, who's filling in for Jason, said that when he was coming home from Europe, they asked volunteers to give up their seats because they were overweight. Then they charged everyone for carry-ons at the gates, too.
Oh, wow.
I've never had that happen, but I know some airlines do it. They talk about, like, your carry-on's supposed to be no more than a certain weight, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 pounds, maybe not even.
Oh.
But sometimes they can weigh it. And I've had that happen to friends of ours, but I've never... If Amber's ever got weight...
Oh, my God.
Amber manages to get, like, 45 pounds into a carry-on. Yeah. I don't know how she does it. It's incredible, but she does.
Yep.
They ever weighed... Usually, we travel with a carry-on. I wouldn't do that for Europe, but... Yeah.
Yeah, she... I mean, if we go, like, to Vegas and stuff, Amber just has a, you know...
I can put all my clothes that I own.
Like, currently, every single thing you own.
All my clothes and two pairs of shoes in a carry-on duffel bag type of thing.
That could cause a lot of fights at the gate.
Absolutely, it could, for sure. Well, we've seen it. Remember the Spirit Airlines fight over the carry-on?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's what it was about. Maybe they were going to weigh it. Someone said, I was on a flight out of Santa Barbara once. We were declared overweight. Instead of kicking people off, they burned off as much fuel as was safe. But that still didn't work. They then had to return us to the gate and start removing random bags. But one group said they would voluntarily get off. So they put the bags back on. It was a cluster F.
Wow.
Oh, man.
I'd be clapping for them, though.
Plane, Santa Barbara.
Those people are heroes.
Yeah, exactly. They're definitely heroes. Sal's in Boston. You had a comment on this.
Yes, I did. It was probably 25 years ago. I was much younger and much lighter. I was about, I'd say, 130 pounds. And when I was checking in with the boarding pass, the woman looked at me, and she kind of gave me the up and down. And then she started typing into the computer. And I thought nothing of it, but I said, she just checked me out. So as I'm walking on the plane and I'm looking at my seat number, I had a middle seat, and on each end were easy 300 pounds, so husband and wife. And I said out loud, I was like, you got to be kidding me. And the guy looked at me, and he's like, dude, don't worry about it. I'll take the middle seat. And he literally squished his wife against the window so I could have the end seat. I'll never forget that.
Listen, most big people don't want to squish you, I will say, right?
I don't want to squish you.
Big people don't want to squish anyone.
No.
It's just, they got to fly too.
But don't you think that that girl was like, this guy will fit right between them? She was she was looking him up and down. She was
maybe.
Like, here's one. This skinny bastard will get
a tiny little puzzle piece to put in the middle here.
Exactly. 130. I haven't been 130 since sixth grade. Like, honestly, 130 pounds?
It's going to be
legs weigh 130 pounds.
Pretty hilarious to see the people who have to start kicking fat people off planes. Like, that's going to be a crazy job because you'll see they're like, yeah, not mean thing.
Yeah, see, I'll just be looking at every flight attendant like, here he comes.
Here she comes. Nope. You're probably not asking me if I want a drink, are you?
There's not enough fuel you can remove from this bird.
Yeah. Looks like I lose today.
That's the worst. If they come on and say, attention, we're just going to pick a couple of random people off this plane because we're too heavy to fly right now. So you'll see our flight attendant coming down the aisle. If she taps you on the shoulder, we will ask you to get up and leave this flight. Thank you for your cooperation.
Even if it was 100% random, I'd just start gathering my things. Because I feel like they'd be like, all right, 14E. And I'd be looked down. I'm like, 14E.
14E.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's random. And it was me.
Mary's in Massachusetts. What do you think about being weighed before you fly?
Too heavy to
Hi,
Mary.
Radio's too loud.
Mary, you're listening to the radio and not to us.
That's okay.
All right, Mary. We tried. We gave it a try, Mary.
Yes.
Lynn's in Boston. Hi, Lynn.
Oh, hey.
How you doing?
Who's this?
It's Dave.
I'm good.
Who's this?
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Oh, hey. Me too.
It's hey, guys. Been... royalty, but from virtually. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
No, I love it. I love it. I've been listening to you guys since you came to Boston, so really refreshing. Anyway, I don't want to keep you. I'm starting my day here. I'm a social worker working for those that are homeless and all kinds of unfortunate circumstances here in Boston. But I was thrown off a flight. Lisa, what? Spirit Air, bane of my existence.
Yep.
So I'm in Florida, and I'm visiting my mom. It was several years ago. She had just bought a little condo and was living in New York City, so I'm returning there. And I get on Spirit Airline. It cost all of 14 cents to fly. And I got I get my desirable middle seat. Not really. And all of a sudden, the plane's filling up, and you got the middle aisle with four and two on either side, so a substantially large plane. And a flight attendant comes over and says, hey, would you do us a favor? Could you just move to this particular seat? And I was like, all right, whatever. I got my, probably, I don't know, back in the day, it was probably a Walkman. No, it wasn't that long ago. But anyway, so I get moved. So I sit down, then I get moved. And then she comes back 20 minutes later. Flight is now almost completely full and moves me to the opposite side of a plane. Again, a desirable middle seat. Literally, the woman next to me was a beautiful, beautiful African-American woman. And no joke, she had a Carmen Miranda hat on. She had literal fruit in her hat.
It was that's amazing.
So I'm sitting next to this, I don't know why. So, and I turned to her, and I'm a journaler, and I write when I get frustrated. I couldn't get access to a pen, but I had my journal. So I'm like, give me an apple and a pen. And she gave me an apple and a pen. So I start writing. I'm like, this bleeping stinks. So then the same flight attendant walks by and says, how is everything? Now, I have been moved three times. My original seat, my second seat. This is my third seat next to Ms. Miranda. And I said, not so good. And she goes, well, I'm really sorry, but thank you. And she stepped aside, and under my breath, I went, F you. I didn't even say the full word. I said, F you, under my breath. And she stepped back, and I had the opportunity of to say yes. She said, did you say something? And I said what I said. Mm-hmm. I could have said nothing, but I am who I am. And
they kicked you off? Did they kick you off?
Oh, not only did they kick me off, she stepped away. I mean, it was a brigade of men with weaponry to get me off.
Wow,
and I'm like, oh,
crazy.
My God, my luggage is humiliating.
Lynn in Boston, thanks so much for listening. Enjoy your day. We love you.
I love you, bye.
Thank you for listening.
Oh.
At least she got an apple.
Yeah.
From the lady with the hat.
That she had a tour of a plane.
Why are the people that are nicest to us the longest?
It just happens that way, Dave.
She was like Chandler Bing's Janice.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot.
That's a tough one.
It was a lot there.
That's a tough one. A
lot to unpack. We got through it. We love her.
She was so nice to us.
So
that's
nice.
Otherwise, you know, I would have been.
You would have hung up, but disconnected, been listening since we went to Boston.
And thanks for listening, and thanks for the social work you do.
Like that.
We just ask you to shorten up your tails.
She knew, though. She goes, I know. I'm so long. Tell long ass stories.
Yeah. Rob's in Detroit. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. We're talking about airlines possibly starting to weigh people before they board.
Yes. I was on my flight to, also Spirit Airways.
Rob, we're going to have to keep it real quick, okay?
Okay, got it. I was at the gate, and there's a gentleman. They wouldn't let him on because his carry-on bag was too heavy. So he's like, no, I'm getting on this plane. And they said, sir, you're going to either have to wait or we're going to check your bag, which is an extra $30. And he just opened up his bag, took out his clothes, and put all of his clothes on.
said, it was multiple shirts, T-shirt, sweaters, multiple pairs of pants. And he had like two extra pairs of shoes. And they said, you can't put those shoes on. He's like, oh, bet. And just popped them into his belt line in front and back. And Ian just looked at him and said, okay, check my bag now. They ran it through the little scale and they're like, sure, you can come on. And he's like, I thought so.
Wow.
That's yeah, there's so many terrible Spirit Airways stories that are going around.
No doubt, man. Thanks for coming. Yeah, we all know. We've been through it at one point in our lives and just vowed never to do it again.
But that guy was hot on the plane. Oh, had all his clothes on.
And imagine how he smelled as that flight went on and he's just baking inside all those clothes.
Me on a plane with six shirts on.
Oh, my God.
That's a sweaty disaster.
I really don't want to pay $30.
No, he didn't. Like, it's $30 or a whole flight of uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just pay the $30.
$30. Yeah.
Every time. Be mad about it.
All right, you guys. What store do you think has the most accidental shootings in America?
Accidental shootings? Cabela's.
Yeah, I was going to say something like that. Like the.
It's got to be a place where they sell guns, right? I mean, but if I sold guns, I would not also just let people have ammo.
Right.
So.
Is there another one? Fish and Stream or something
What is Bass
Outdoor World?
Yeah, Pro Shops, Outdoor World.
It's not that.
Walmart.
It's Walmart.
There you go. I was going to say Walmart. Yeah.
And there's been another one. A Largo man accidentally shot himself in the groin while picking up a case of soda.
Yeah.
This happened just before 9 o'clock at night at the Walmart on Missouri Avenue in Largo. 30-year-old Kyle Griffith had a gun in his waistband without a holster when he bent over to pick up a case of Diet Pepsi. While he was bending over, the firearm suddenly discharged, suffering an injury to his groin and upper right thigh.
Oh, yeah.
Several witnesses, including an off-duty police officer, saw him take the gun from his pants. And he slid it across the aisle to his brother.
Oh, he probably couldn't have it then.
He could not provide them with a concealed carry permit.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he did that. He was arrested. He was charged with felony carrying a concealed firearm. He's faced that charge before.
Oh, yeah.
They did seize the weapon. They describe it as a pistol. No word on the extent of his groin and thigh injuries.
Well, when you shoot yourself there, you're just lucky you don't die.
Yeah, because you hit like an artery. Or
yeah,
something.
You're just lucky.
I'm just going to bring up his mugshot here. He looks like a fella.
Largo, Florida seems like a hell of a place.
Looks like he would shoot himself right in the groin.
So many things.
Oh, wow, we're going to get right to the... There, I'm just trying to bring up the mugshot for you.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, he looks like a buffoon.
He does. Yep. You look up buffoon. Wow, is that him too?
Where? No, that can't be him.
I don't think
it's a similarity.
So.
It's, no. He's a ginger as well.
But he has hair and the other guy doesn't at all.
Maybe it's his brother.
It is
Largo.
Come on, is that him?
I don't think so.
That's not him.
No, it's not him.
No.
It looks like him. Man, there's a ginger crime spree in Largo.
There's always a ginger crime spree. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, don't be a buffoon. Don't take your gun illegally into a Walmart. I mean, luckily he just shot himself in the cock or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Shoot anyone else.
Yeah.
That's the best possible outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe he can't procreate now.
Oh, wow, there's an upside.
Yeah, hopefully.
A real upside. Probably already has.
Yeah, you're right. He probably has 14 children.
Yeah.
But sad day, nonetheless.
Yep.
This guy, he could be a poser, but I'm probably still not going to mess with him. This dude who's just been busted, who has the forehead tattoo that says, F you.
Oh.
Wow. That's
bold. I
think
I've seen that before.
Is it just a stenciled? It's like he took, like, grade school stencil work and just put it on there. But
it's an actual tattoo.
Yeah.
45-year-old. Angel Scatini, who also goes by Alejandro Lopez.
Yeah, I don't mess with him.
No, I don't
mess with him at all. No,
usually dudes that are named Angel are pretty hard.
Yeah,
dudes.
Yeah,
He's being held on $5,000 bond in connection with his arrest for burglary, theft, and possession of burglary tools. He's locked up in a suburb of Chicago. As you'll see in the mugshot, which we tweeted out, if you go to twitter.com/Dave and Chuck, his forehead greets you with the message F-C-K-Y-O-U.
Mm-hmm.
Prior mugshots show that he's had that ink for at least 17 years. He's had F-U right across his forehead for over 17 years.
Wonder if he regrets it.
Probably well, can you change Probably it up not. To like pluck you or puck off? I don't know. What,
no.
What could you change that to that would be more?
You'd have to just, it'd have to be something completely like some kind of unicorn.
I would just start wearing a headband the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I'd be like Bret Michaels. You'd never see the top of my head or my forehead ever again. And there is his, yeah, there it is. If you go to Twitter, you can see it there. You see it in color.
They didn't even really get it straight, did they?
Not quite.
No, it's not great.
No, it kind of slants up.
Yeah, it definitely does.
I mean, it could have been done in prison, right? You never know.
I'm guessing.
Did you see all the, like, the series of the FUs on his forehead? If you scroll down, there's a link.
Yes, there's a whole...
up a little higher?
Yeah. Takes you back many, many years. There you go. He looks like a foreign Jimmy Kimmel. Right?
I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
See that.
I don't see
down
that.
Here. Look at this one down here.
I mean, not.
Just this one.
I mean,
that's foreign. Like, if Jimmy Kimmel got an FU tattoo, just these two to me.
I don't think
I see
so.
More of like a methy DJ Khaled.
Yeah. Up here, sure, he gained some weight, but down here, I'm seeing Jimmy, like, foreign Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't think so.
Come on, that is foreign Jimmy Kimmel.
I'll give you, he's got Jimmy Kimmel eyes right
in
there.
In that one shot.
Yeah, the one that you have the mouse on.
It looks more like Chum Lee.
Yeah.
I don't understand the...
The Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, if you go eyes up, eyes up right here, eyes up, that's Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't know, dude.
That's thug Jimmy Kimmel.
I don't see it.
I wonder if Jimmy Kimmel ever could overhear that you said that and compared him.
That is this man. Jimmy. That is foreign.
Jimmy Kimmel's having a good day right now, somehow, and then someone tweets him and is like, "Hey, this guy said this guy look like you." Just wanted to give you a heads up.
In the bottom
just ruined
mug
his
shots.
Day. Just ruined Jimmy Kimmel's like day.
I'm sorry. It is foreign Jimmy Kimmel. If Jimmy Kimmel had an alternate life where it took a turn, this could have been him.
I don't think so.
I see it. I see it so good. I'm just saying.
I see it so good.
I do.
I keep trying to cut parts of him off so until Jimmy Kimmel jumps out at me, and I can't. I can't make it happen.
I kind of see what you're saying, but...
Right?
A little bit. Not in any of the shots. No,
these
can I see some
shots.
Jimmy Kimmel?
Sure.
Show me some Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. There's Jimmy. Let's bring up Jimmy. Oh, my God, yes. That's foreign Jimmy Kimmel. Ready? Okay, there he is. Let's go back to the story here. Where did I do
this
it?
This guy has...
Like... Boom, foreign Jimmy Kimmel right there. Ready? Okay, look at this. Look at this.
All right.
Oh, no.
Why don't you...
And then... Boom.
No. Yeah. Not seeing it.
Kimmel.
Boom. James, what do you see?
I think the foreign Jimmy Kimmel, if that's what we're going to call him, his eyes are much larger than Jimmy Kimmel's eyes.
Exactly.
I can see there's a bit of a resemblance, yes, but I don't know that I would definitely put all my money on him being foreign Jimmy Kimmel.
Exactly. I wouldn't put a cent on it.
Whatever. Hey, you guys.
I know.
But, yeah. Jimmy Kimmel.
He looks more like somebody that works at our radio station here, the promo team. That's what he reminds me of. Kenny, yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check Kenny out. I can see what you're saying now, yeah. Makes sense.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You know when they ask people, what's your secret to living so long?
Yeah.
They always interested to find out, like, the one thing they drank or
usually booze. They always
it's always booze.
Normally, not in this case. Australia's oldest living man, actually oldest ever.
Okay.
This is the oldest a man has ever lived in Australia. He's 111.
Oh, my God.
What is his secret to living 111 years?
Single.
Okay, if you knew you could eat this and you could live to be a healthy, functional 111, could you do it?
Squid?
Chicken brains.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Chicken brains, he says, is the key to his long life.
No one wants to live until they're 111 anyway.
Yeah, why would
chicken brains?
Way too long. Wasted eating chicken brains.
Right.
No.
To me, like,
it's a real
chicken
lose situation.
Yeah.
Chicken brains is like you've had to survive on an island.
It's so, like the last, your only option to survive. You know?
So he said chicken brains. You know chickens have a head, and in there's a brain. It's a delicious little thing. It's like one bite. You pop it in your mouth. I'm going to pop it in your mouth.
Yeah, no.
Chicken brains are going to kill you. Yeah, his 74-year-old son, he has a son that's 74.
Yeah.
Says he absolutely attributes that to his father's long life. He's led a simple outback life his whole life. One of
maybe
the sharpest residents they have at the nursing home at 111.
His father looks, I can see the photo. Oh, yeah, he looks miserable. Look at him.
Yeah, chicken
111
brains.
111 and eat. Like, chicken brains forever. Look at that. Yeah, does he look happy to you?
Would I be happy at 111?
No.
No.
Nobody is.
No one.
That's not a good story of how someone lived a long time.
But he's 111. Usually, what are you expecting to be like, hey, I'm 111?
No, but I mean, what he ate, usually it's so something fun.
It's like bourbon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I had a glass of bourbon every day, and it's like, yay, we're all excited.
This is...
Look at him, he's miserable.
Good, I told you.
Chicken brain.
I'll just say chicken brains again. And again.
But look at his face. Looks like he just tasted chicken brains.
Yeah.
He's got like the permanent, I just tasted chicken brains face.
Oh my God, look at this crew.
Here, come on.
Oh, this.
Oh man, he's so old, he can't even look up.
He's doing his exercise. He's doing his exercise.
I don't know, Dave, if this is what I
want. He's doing his exercise. Good story, Dave.
Can I answer the question now? I'm not eating chicken brains.
He's just moving his hands. That was his exercise.
That's his exercise.
That's all he can do. He's 111. That's all you can do then.
Can I be honest? I think part of him is dead.
Stop it.
It's not good.
Listen, his tongue is sticking out.
No one wants to live to 111.
They say he's sharp as a tack.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I haven't heard him talk yet.
Chicken brains. You know, chickens have a head.
Oh,
and in there's some brains.
Yeah.
And they are delicious little things. There's only one little bite.
Oh, there you go. See, he's fine. He's great.
It's better than I thought it would be.
I bet his hat's 72 years old.
Same hat, huh? Same hat.
Same hat. Same hat.
Someone get him a new hat.
Nope. He only wants
that. Good luck, cat.
But does this guy have like a chicken brain in like one of those pill containers, like of the day of the week? You know, so he's got like the pills he needs to take.
I'm sure
to stay alive and also pop the chicken brain.
Have you ever seen a chicken brain?
No. Where are my travels?
Want to see a chicken brain?
Old people like all that—the gizzards and the
You're
right.
They never wasted anything, right? Every part of an animal was. Oh no, that ain't KFC.
It's
is not finger licking good.
I thought it was only one bite. Oh, is that like the side of the head? Oh my God.
Oh, they accidentally made one at KFC once.
Oh, yeah.
They accidentally.
That'd be the best it would taste, though.
Fried it up.
I will say that. You put those 11 herbs on it, I might eat it. It'd be the only way.
No, he's still with us, and he can still hold a decent conversation. He may not have control over his tongue, but he can hold a decent conversation.
What's his max?
If they turn a fan on in a room he's in, that might be it for him.
Just shatter him?
It's too much.
What's your over under?
I'm going to say he lives at least another full year, 112.
Yeah, I think 112 is a pretty good guess.
I don't think so. He's not going to make it.
You don't think you better hope nobody flips a light on in a room he's in without him expecting it.
You got to let him know.
Don't have the TV up too loud.
Yeah. Can't go
Mr.
By.
Kruger?
Yeah. Oh. That's
oh,
it.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He can't go Mr. by an open Kruger. Window. Gotta keep all the windows closed. Any kind of honk from outside, that's it.
Knock over. At the... Mr. Kruger?
Oh, got a knock. He's gone.
Poor Mr. Kruger. But he's lived a good life. Nonetheless.
I don't know if he has.
I think he has.
He's lived a long life.
Yeah,
long
he says good. Coming up, idiot criminal of the day. A Florida burglar with a samurai sword steals a guy's truck in St. Pete's, but what did he leave behind? Let's find out.
The idiot criminal of the day.
This idiot in Florida is facing charges for armed burglary, but he wasn't actually armed when this started. A man in St. Petersburg woke up at 7:45 in the morning, walked to his living room to start work, but his laptop was missing. And then he realized there's a burglar in my kitchen. The guy who broke in was 24-year-old Damian Grady. And okay. He was armed with a samurai sword.
Oh, geez.
A sword he found inside this guy's house.
Like, but once you pick
the ones
it up.
You guys have as decoration?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. It was a replica this guy had just hanging in his house.
Right.
So Damian ended up stealing the guy's truck.
Yeah.
But first, he made him put all of his valuables in a hamper and load it into the truck for him.
Well, he's got
like,
a sword.
Put that in there. Put yeah. that in there. Yeah, I'll take that. Cops were, though, luckily able to track Damian down. Because while he was worrying about what to steal, he left his phone behind with pictures of himself on it.
Oh, Damian.
Cops also eventually found the sword with his fingerprints on the handle, and they just arrested him. He's facing charges for armed burglary, carjacking, and resisting arrest. His mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. If you want to go check it out, you can go see it there. Somewhere. I don't know what I... there he is. There's Damian.
If you have a samurai sword, that'd be probably the best way to get me to do stuff.
Yeah. Doing what you say.
I don't really load too many hampers up.
Do you think... Okay, Chuck, this guy breaks into your house. He steals your sword. Do you think you could get the sword from him and gain control of the situation?
No. I don't have any training.
You're giving him whatever he wants.
Yes.
He wants all your painted miniature figurines.
Take them.
He
Those
wants...
Those are yours, Damian.
Hold on. He wants your fish.
Damian.
Oh, you're giving him all your
I can buy fish. I'm going to buy fish.
I'm
going to
take
have a lot
those
of...
ant farms.
Take them.
I'm taking those guitars.
Take them.
Oh, you're giving
None
them
of them
day.
Are great. Take them.
All right. You win, Damian.
Yep.
Yo, you win.
He wins
Man
the day.
Man with a sword wins.
Yes.
What about your Boba Fett helmet?
Take them.
Oh, everything. Everything. There's nothing we
He'd
can get.
He'd come walking out of there with so much stuff.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It'd be
Unless
a nerd's
I got
booty.
To my gun.
Well, yeah.
then he'd have a different outcome.
He'd be a daddy.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man, when you're holding all those fish.
Boom. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak. Now, it's a weird, stupid little thing, but on my bucket list is still to see a manatee. So if this happened to me, well, I think at first I'd probably be pretty terrified if I was kayaking or canoeing and manatees swam past me. But then when I realized they are peaceful, friendly people,
yes,
I would probably be more
overjoyed.
Okay with it. But in a park in St. Petersburg, two women were canoeing when a manatee made a friendly appearance. That's some cheesy, happy music underneath this here, but there they are. Look at this thing. They're in like glass bottom canoes.
What's he doing?
And this gentle giant just swam up and stayed alongside them just so they could grab some photos and say hi. Just checking them out, saying hi.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
How's it going, ladies?
Flip them.
You're horrible.
Look, he just like
swimming
on his back.
He rolls over in the water. Yeah. He's probably like, hey, rub my belly.
Like, hey, babes.
Yeah.
You ever been with a manatee before? Bet you haven't.
He's pushing them around a little bit.
That's pretty cool.
It would be part amazing, part Would you be a little scared that he would?
He's right underneath them.
I know. Like his face. He's put. Do you see his face? Was it his face?
He's upside down.
Sit on my face, lady.
and they are. He's hugging the boat. He's like, hey, just, you know.
Now imagine this without the boat.
Yeah, they're waving at the friendly manatee through the vessel. It puts its flipper up and on the canoe several times if it's like hugging it.
It's just on its back. Belly up.
Yeah, it's just totally chill. It's like it's super high or something. I don't know, but it's super chilled out. Just saying hi.
That's why they have a problem. They're way too trusting of humans, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's what kills them is they go under those boats.
Yeah.
Like, look.
And they get torn up.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Hi there.
Are they not allowed to touch it, or they just don't want to touch it?
I don't think they're allowed to. This is like a tour company they rented this from, and they're probably told they can't touch.
I wonder. I think there is something like you're not supposed to touch them, or
I think the skin's very sensitive. I know when we did the experience with the dolphins and the manatees, they made sure you take all your jewelry off, and they just told you to be careful not to like scratch or scrape. Just make sure you're very delicate and very gentle when you touch them.
You don't want to be tickled.
No.
No,
it's like a big guy getting tickled.
I hope not. I don't want to tickle a man. That's not how I'd want to interact with one. I feel like I'm a creep. I feel like I'm a bit of a creep, Lise, if I'm like, can I tickle him?
Have Chuck seen tickling a manatee?
Hi, I'm here for the manatee experience. I just look forward to tickling one. What's wrong with me? What's
what if they
wrong
made like a... What if they laugh like hysterically?
You don't have a laugh.
I don't know. You don't know.
You don't have a laugh.
You don't know.
Maybe you tickle them and they start farting.
Yeah, start farting. Even then. Oh my God. Not my desired interaction. I knew someone that used to like... They would swim up to their place. And they had like a hose. And they would like put the hose in the water. And the manatee would come over and like start drinking the... Fresh water is weird. They're weird creatures.
They are, but I still need an encounter with one. Not to tickle it.
It doesn't seem that great, though. They're kind of boring.
It's pretty cool.
I mean,
it would be cool.
It's a thing to happen.
Yeah.
But it's not like dolphins. It's not like dolphins swimming around.
But I've seen dolphins. I want a manatee's face under my see-through canoe.
Like, and that guy's upside down, looking up like, hey, lady.
Hi, what's up? he's totally chilling. Yeah. Shannon in Fort Myers has a comment. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Doing all right.
Yeah, you think they're a gentle giant, but they're in breeding season. Don't go fishing. I kayak fish almost every weekend. If you're not paying attention, those fat little bastards will come up and knock your kayak.
Mm-mm.
If you're not looking while you're cutting across the grass flat, they will flap your tail or their tail and flip you over in your kayak.
You've had some run-ins.
When they're in heat.
Yeah, when they're in breeding season and when the dolphins are in breeding season, I mean, it's cool to watch, to see them up close and everything, but, you know, you want to get away from them because trying to hump everything impossible.
Chuck's the same when he's in heat.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll hit you
if you're kayaking
right
near me when I'm in heat.
Oh, he'll knock you right down.
I'll hump your kayak. Which now I wonder if that's what this thing was doing.
Oh.
He was like trying to get it on.
Is it me?
Because he was like underneath it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Don't do that face. But it is like the same size as him almost, right?
He was confused, I think.
He got confused.
He tried to bang it.
Oh, no. That takes it.
And maybe that's why the ladies were like, don't touch it.
That music is not as fun now.
Yeah, it should be like a porn music.
Like, that's not manatee humping music.
No, because look at him. He's like giving a hug. Like, come on, baby. Come, baby, 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 baby. Yeah. Let me get underneath you. See what I got back here? Look at the tail work I got. Yeah.
Yeah, he's caressing the side of it.
You like what you
feel? Oh, God, he could be.
You liking it? Let me do a spin for you. That's right. Let me get up on you. Manatee sex.
Wow.
This is what I think we're witnessing.
I think we possibly are.
He keeps rolling upside down to, like, get in banging position.
So is it mating season right now?
It might be. No. I mean, it's spring, right? Spring seems like the time.
That would make sense.
Let's look up. When is manatee mating season? There's another weird search for James's Google.
Yeah. Like, this guy is a nut.
It's better than beasting porn.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Begins in the spring, lasts through the summer. If you see a large group in shallow water appear to be thrashing, it's most likely mating, not in distress. But it says you should keep your distance.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that thing was gently caressing that kayak is all I can describe it as.
By the way, it's tons of people texting in. It is illegal to touch manatees in Florida. Unless you're with like a tour group when you can do like a two-finger touch. That's it. Outside of that, like if you touch them, it's a felony.
Okay.
I know they're really protected.
Yeah.
So you cannot do it.
I feel like there's like a million other animals that are way cooler. That's all I'm saying.
And I've seen so many of them.
I know.
Right? I've never seen a manatee up close. I just, some stupid little thing I need to just check off my list.
Yeah.
And there's lots of great places in Tampa and stuff for me to do it next time.
Okay,
we're here,
good.
So. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.